Happy Saturday, everybody. Glenn here. I'm editing today's special from Equine Affair, and I just wanted to mention that Ashley did have some trouble with her mic. I've cleaned it up the best I can, and you can certainly hear it, and everybody else sounds great. And I have fixed Ashley so you can hear her too, but if she sounds a little tinny, that's what happened. Hopefully we'll have that fixed for tomorrow. Content is great. I thought it was a terrific show. Ashley's doing a great job, so enjoy. You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
This is Ashley Lynch.
And I am Allison Renborg, and we are coming to you live from Columbus, Ohio, with a special episode of Equine Affair for Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Saturday, April 11th, episode 3924. This episode is brought to you by Equine Affair. Good morning, horse world.
Allison, you will not believe who I found over in the breed pavilion yesterday.
Who did you find over there?
Our very own Mary Kitzmiller.
What?
I have never met her in person.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
I was so excited. I saw the cowgirl hat from, you know, walk away. And I walked up and I was just like, Mary? And she looks at me like I'm a freak. And she's like, yeah. I said, Mary, it's Ashley Rich. And she's like, oh my God. And then we hug, and then it's like we've been best friends forever. And it was just so fun to meet her and talk about horses with her.
Yes.
And to see people that I know their voices, just like everybody else,
yep.
You know, but to see them IRL, like I fangirled a little bit, Allison.
Yeah. Well, she's here as part of the Mustang Summit. And I feel like that's been a little bit like under the radar because we have the list of all the presenters in the program under Mustang Summit. But like there's a lot of cool people here that you might not necessarily realize they're here.
Yeah, for sure.
And she's one of them. So
it was so much fun to meet her. And then yesterday, I forgot to even tell you, I got into, it was not even trouble. You'd be so proud. Allison, I was on a panel.
Who put you on a panel? No, I'm kidding. I know you did. I heard you did good.
I don't want to brag, but I did get an applause.
Nice.
So
you deserve a standing applause.
I wasn't standing, but
you deserve. We can both pretend. So what'd you talk about?
So we were talking about equine careers, you know, with the crowd. It'll say like 50, 60 people. Just learning about all the different careers within your horse world, you know, people think you're just going to be a trainer or a farrier. And it was really cool to hear the other women up there talk about their careers in the equine industry as well.
Women in ag. We got it.
We love it. We love to see it.
We do love to see it. And you're such a good representation of it. So, you know, if Glenn was here, it wouldn't have been as good. So... I'm just kidding.
He's editing this. He's going to cut that out.
No, do not cut that out because I love Glenn and he's good on panels too. But it's good to see you step into the spotlight because you're the boss now. So.
Wow, thank you. And I know you got to hang out and watch the versatility jump.
I did. You know, that competition has rapidly become one of my favorite things.
For sure.
And I love, this is going to sound so, I don't know, but like, I love that I technically have the freedom and the privilege to step into the ring if I want to.
You're the coolest.
You know, like I used to, growing up, I would watch people go in the ring and be like, man, who is that? Who gets to go? And so
it's Allison now.
Now I like, now that I figured out, oh, you can and you won't get in trouble. I have to step in there at least once,
just,
you know,
that you can, you know.
And usually I'm there to give moral support to Noah, our announcer, who, by the way, was looking very dapper in a red.
Did he have his sequins jacket on?
It was red.
You know, I
red
didn't
sparkles.
Pack mine. I have a black sequins jacket and I didn't pack it because I don't want him to think I'm stealing his look.
He would be. You know, what is it? Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Because, but I had it first.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So he's imitating you.
I mean, let the record show.
So he wore his red jacket, and we actually put the purple jacket on the bear.
Oh,
that was
my
part
goodness.
So anyway, the VHRC went stunningly well. We did have a couple of little bumbles. One horse fell.
Oh, my.
April Baronis and Evie, her Mustang, they did fall during the event, but they're doing well. They're
good.
Okay.
Good.
We were all very concerned about that because April has been showing and coming to Equine Affair for a long time. And Evie is another one of my favorite horses. You know, there are horses you fall in love with.
Yep.
And so I'm a longtime fangirl of Evie, but they're doing well. So nobody panic. And then our winner was Brenda Hansen, a three-time winner. Very exciting. And a little bit later today, we'll actually hear from someone who rode in it. Someone very special to me because of their horse. Well, rather, or should I say mule?
Da, da, da.
Yeah, so I'll leave it at that.
Well, hey, let's go ahead and pop to our first guest. We are joined by the United States Pony Club.
Today, we have two special guests from the Hunters Run Pony Club. We have Ava and her mama, Kara. So hi, guys. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yes, very excited to be here today.
Yay! And you are a second-time guest on the podcast, Ava. You did this a few years ago.
Yes, like 2 or 3 years ago, I believe.
And are you scared?
Are we gonna? It's right.
She's an old pro now. Have you upped some levels since we had you on the show last?
Yes, I believe so. I think I've gone up probably at least one certification in riding, maybe, and one or two in HM since then, probably.
Yay! Congratulations!
Nice. Thank you.
So what do you enjoy most about Pony Club? Why Pony Club?
It's just such a great atmosphere. There's such a great educational learning that we get, and I just like the education. I feel prepared in situations. Like if something were to happen in the barn, I feel like I know enough already about what to do. And then also the other aspect is the great friendship community you gain. Like these are people, like I know kids way younger than me that I'm great friends with. I have friends that are a lot older that I'm great friends with because of Pony Club. And through those connections, you just really get to meet people who understand you, who like to do what you do. And it's just a great community overall.
Well, and Kara, you're no stranger to Pony Club. Tell us how it feels to watch your daughter grow up in it now, but you also are a Pony Clubber.
Pony Club has been fantastic. We've been now active in Pony Club for 10 years.
Wow.
I'm currently the DC of the Hunters Run Pony Club here in the Central Ohio area. And as she's mentioned, it really builds a phenomenal community of really aspiring young horse people. And I've been able to meet adults from all over the state and our region that are also just very active in the horse community with a strong focus on education and safety and youth development.
Well, and that's so important when, you know, we got to bring the youth into the horses, but then it also helps when you have older people or adults who are there to mentor and help bring them up, and you have a structure like Pony Club to do that. Were you a Pony Clubber, Ashley?
I sure was. I was late to join the party. I didn't get into Pony Club till I was in high school, and I've been riding since I was 3. So, you know, you have to start from the bottom up, no matter what Pony Club, and there's a reason for it. So I didn't make it far up the levels, you know, because I was competing on normal circuits at the same time. But I actually am Florida State Champion Polo Cross player.
Well, look
Thank
at you.
You. Thank you. And I couldn't agree or echo what these ladies are saying more. It goes so much further than just camaraderie. I think it prepares you, like Ava said, you know, it puts the responsibility on the rider child to really own every aspect mm-hmm. of horse ownership, competition, you know, the knowledge behind feeding and horsemanship caring. I could go on and on and on about my love for Pony Club.
We're pro Pony Club.
Yes,
we're pro
we
pony.
Are.
And you're wearing pink, so you're like pink Pony Club today.
Oh my gosh. Is it an accident? No.
So tell us what Pony Club's doing at Equine Affair. Why are you guys here today?
So we have our booth, and this year we've kind of introduced a new aspect, which is our all pony aspect, which you can now get with your Pony Club membership. And that's a great educational website that members have access to, that you can do some HM on your own, and you can just keep growing your knowledge even when you're not at a Pony Club mounting meeting or event.
Yeah, allpony.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool. I actually know the person who designed it and then before Pony Club bought it. And it's just the coolest resource. I thought that was the most amazing thing.
I love that. And how, I mean, as a former horse child, still horse girl, you know, that's the dream. I can leave the barn and still nerd out about horses at home on the computer.
Yeah.
The dream.
The best thing.
Well, as you mentioned, you know, like people coming into it at different phases, this is just another resource that's so common right now with our kids to be able to get on their own and challenge themselves. So if they are late to Pony Club or they're just kind of, as you mentioned, a nerd about it, they can get on and take courses online and really grow their knowledge on their own. So it allows that self-pacing and that thirst for knowledge for kids. And that's what I think is really great. I'd even purchased many years ago when she was young, some educational, like youth educational packets. And it's funny, I find out now those were all Pony packets back then.
Oh, how
that
funny.
Now are thoroughly embedded into Pony Club. So it's been around for a while. So the merger of both has been a really positive thing.
That's always a nice, like, oh, it's full circle. Mm-hmm. I had a good instinct. This
yeah.
is good.
I like it.
Well, I would kick myself if I didn't ask you about your horses. So do you have a horse or a pony? Or are you leasing? What's the sitch?
So right now I have actually three. That
Whoa.
Yay.
Mom, you're the coolest.
Crazy would be the definition.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. It's the
well,
same
come on.
Thing.
Tell us about the three.
So my main horse I call it right now, or my horse that's highest up, is a 9-year-old off-the-track thoroughbred mare named Viper.
Whoa. Is she chestnut?
She's actually a bay. She's
a okay, plain, well, Viper.
Plain little bay with a tiny little star. Just your average little bay thoroughbred.
Okay.
But she was a difficult one to begin with. She had just like stress, tension. So we had to work through that for a while. All 2024 went through that. Like I even stepped back away from her for a while. Mom took over because it was just like too much. I was recovering from an injury. It was like, let's just slow everything down. But we kind of just started over in 2025. And we've now worked our way up. Now, it was like a trust thing. We have to trust each other. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll just see me in the dressage room and just let my horse go gallop. And you're like, what is happening? But I promise she'll come back in a minute. We just have to get it out of us.
Energy, yeah.
Yes. But now we're going to begin a novice.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Our dressage is still not the greatest. That's definitely always a work in progress.
That's right.
But yeah, so we're going to get our start now. We are qualified for United States Pony Club Championships.
Yeah.
Whoa. At beginner novice and in show jumping as well. We'd rather for a Ben team. So yeah, we're looking to get her to some bigger, more sanctioned beginner novice this year, and maybe hopefully moving her up to novice. She's super athletic. They always say the good ones are challenging.
That's right.
Yes.
It's worth the hard work you put in.
Yes. But that's my other track. And then I have 2 6-year-olds that I got during COVID as orphans. So one
you
was a
so,
month old, one was
so cool.
2 weeks old. And so it's a rescue called Last Chance Corral. My
yes.
mom had 2 other sets before. Like the horse I was riding previous to these was her mare, who's a rescue that she raised. So we were very familiar with this rescue. And my parents were always like, we want her to have a couple to like raise. But with me being so young, there was never enough time. Because you have to go out and feed them milk in buckets. We make them buckets of milk. And you'd have to go out and feed them every 2 hours probably at start. So it's like, I never have time because my parents are both school teachers. So they're at school, I'm at school. Like there was never any time. And then COVID happened and we're like, well, now or never. So when I was 9, I took on 2 orphans and we raised them at the house. And I had a giraffe cross. And a chestnut mare appendix and a paint giraffe cross. So the paint went named Kobe. She went to training late her 3-year-old year. and she's now, I took her to WEC last year.
Oh my goodness.
I taught her how to jump and like took her to WEC. That was like, I was just like by her, she was off like Kobe pulling her out of the field and she went, we got, it was her WEC schooling show. We got sixth in a couple hundred classes.
Will you be my mom, Kara?
Are you adopting Kara?
She's an only child. We've got room.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so she's going starter right now. She's a cute little mover. She's not the most athletic, but she's super quiet, super cute. Maybe looking to get her to be a novice this year. She's always kind of like, oh, I just rather just can around the ring than go cross country. But she's good. And then I have my chestnut, which we started her earlier 4-year-old year, gave her a little bit more time. But she's really smart, I've noticed. She's really interesting. Like, she'll pick up things so fast. She's only been to one show so far, but I think she'll really like cross country. So I think she'll make quite an inventor once we get going with her.
Because Chestnut's also her heart horse.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And what's the chestnut's name?
Rosie.
Rosie.
See, the bay off track would be Rosie, and the chestnut mare should be Viper. Like the name. But Rosie's pretty cute. I do love a chestnut mare.
Yeah.
What would you guys say? And I'd love to have it from both of your perspectives. So, Ava, what would you say to someone who's interested to join Pony Club? And then mom, Kara, what would you say to the parent of said child who's interested in Pony Club? Ava, why don't you go ahead first?
So I would really tell them that the education, you're not going to find that education anyplace else. You're going to get this level of education that you can use in so many ways of life, not just in the horse world. You're going to gain so many social skills and presenting skills that you can use as you're older, interviews and stuff like that. Also, like I said before, the friendships, because, you know, all of us at school were these crazy horse girls.
That's right.
No one understands us. And like, but now you're in this group, this club of people who understand you and they relate to you. And you can truly get along and have friends for life through that.
The education is huge. And in the horse world on Pony Club, you get both aspects. You get parents that come that are not horse parents.
Right.
That are looking for guidance. And then you get traditional horse parents that are thirsting for something else. It's not about competition, and that's the one of the big draws, and it is developing horsemen.
Yes.
In the sense of all aspects, from tack, nutrition, medical knowledge, conditioning, all of the aspects are there. And I think that's the big draw. It's also, as she mentioned, because you have certifications, they have to be able to speak and be questioned and give reasonings. All of those are lifelong skills. As a high school guidance counselor, those types of skills are lifelong and are challenging. The organization is great. By the time my kid was probably 10 years old, if we were heading out to a horse show, she had the trailer packed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because they have really crazy checklists of things they need to do, but that develops those skills. And I think that's the draw. They go to shows by themselves or without adults.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're responsible for every aspect.
And then the mentorship, they have to learn to give back. She's had to learn to teach. She's had to learn to share. She's had to learn to mentor. And I think that's what we all want our kids to be.
Yeah.
And I think one of the greatest things when new parents come in and they meet our older girls or boys, they love that mentorship. They love being able to hand their kids off to other young adults that are mentoring them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are the really great things you're getting. We're pushing our kids to be leaders.
Yeah.
In very positive ways while you're creating horsemen that are very responsible and have to have a knowledge base of all aspects of horsemanship.
I love it.
And clearly it's working.
Hey, she Ava's just walked right neat. Up here and banged out this whole interview without a sweat, you guys. I mean, come on. Proof's in the pudding.
Yeah.
So if anybody needs me, I'll be moving in with Kara and Ava. I'm going to get re-raised so I can be more like Ava. That's my goal now.
Joining us now is trainer Adam Black, who rides a mule named June. They snagged fourth in yesterday's versatility challenge and are proudly representing mules in a green bonanza tomorrow. Adam, I have to ask you how you and this beautiful mule, Allison's favorite,
my favorite,
Miss June, found each other. How did this love story start?
So it started back, I think, in 2017 is when I started my horse training career, or thought I was going to be a horse trainer, or give it a try, or whatever. And I trained a few horses, and my next bucket list was a mule. So I put a little plea out on Facebook asking if somebody had mules that just needed trained, you know, for free, because I just wanted the experience. And a sanctuary up in Michigan reached out and said, "We've got 9 mules, come pick some up." So I went up there, and they didn't really know the history of some of them. And one of them I could tell was handled or maybe broke to ride, and the other one was not. So I took those 2 mules home, put some time on them, and listed them for sale, tried to find them homes. And a guy out in Iowa reached out and said, "I've got some young mules and some money. Do you want to do some trading?" And I thought, well, these mules were pretty easy. I'll, you know, take you up on that. So he drove these 2 mules, June and her half brother, out to Ohio. They were just long yearlings, almost 2. Didn't have any handling. You know, they ran them off the trailer into a stall and settled up with the deal. And then I just started working with both of them, and the little John mule, he was a little wired, so he didn't hang around very long. Found him a more appropriate mule trainer home. And I started working with June, and I didn't have anything to show that year as far as in the ranch stuff. So we do a couple, open ranch shows. So I took her to her first show. I think she had 10 rides, and she won the walk trot.
Oh my God.
Rail class. And I was like, okay, well, maybe this thing has some talent. And then it just progressed from there. So that's how we originally got, hooked up together. Was I got her in kind of as a put some time on and sell, but later decided I think I should probably hang on to this one.
She's got such a presence. She photographs gorgeously, yes. Which is, I get to look at her picture all year round because you might have seen June on the Equine Affair socials a lot because I love her.
Allison won't apologize.
I will not apologize. Just the prettiest mare and so talented.
Yeah, she really is. And honestly, I mean, it's just her. She has always been, from day one, real level-headed, real chill, real just everything's pretty natural for her. Mm-hmm. Everyone, I would assume thinks I put a ton of time onto her, but not really. And the time was trail riding and just putts, just
having
playing
fun.
Around, because she was mine. So she was always on the back burner,
right.
Other training horses came first. And I would just be like, well, I'll just take June and just play at the show. And then we'd just go in and, do well. So I thought, okay, keep going at it. So
yeah. Tell me about the versatility challenge yesterday for our listeners at home who aren't able to make it at Equine Affair. What are some of the obstacles that you and June faced?
So yesterday or the basis of these challenges are trail challenges, but you add different components. There's a speed component, there's, jumps, there's back throughs, there's, ground tie obstacles. So, and we don't really know. I mean, they'll kind of give you a little printout of what might be there, but, how it's set up is kind of different. So yesterday there was, few challenging obstacles. There was a bridge that you had to step on and then do a 1.5 turns on a tiny little kind of pedestal and then back off the other bridge. That was probably the most complicated out there. And I don't know if anybody actually completed it. I think there was a lot of almost, but so that one was pretty hard to get through. And, everyone gave it their best shot and showed a lot of horsemanship, knowing that, okay, this isn't going the way. Let's, get in, get out, save the horse. Don't get the horse all rattled for the next obstacle. Mm-hmm. So
That's something that, so you guys, you get the printout, what is it, the morning of the competition? Or
the
is
day
it
before.
The day before.
You know, yeah.
All right. So you have a chance to kind of look at it and memorize it. And then you do your one walkthrough.
Sure, yeah.
And then you got to ride
right,
it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Every time I see that, even though we have the lovely John Strayer to ride a stick horse and demonstrate,
sure, yeah.
Which is my other favorite part, is yeah. Watching John. Shout out to Mayor Strayer. I call him Mayor Strayer. He's the mayor of Equine Affair.
Yeah.
And I know we're horse show people. We memorize patterns all the time, but that one's got to be hard.
It really is, because the pattern on the paper does not look like the pattern out there. And no. When you see it, and especially when you walk it and you see it from different angles, then you're like, that does not look like what I thought it was. Or there's not that much room between those, or there's way more room, or like, oh, that's way more complicated than a simple, you know, drag. It's, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that there is a level of kind of like, you know, not knowing what to expect, even though you're prepared for it. So which I think kind of adds to the excitement of it, you know,
yeah.
For sure.
Now, I'm not only like I'm a big fan, but I'm not your biggest fan, judging from the audience, because June had like you had a cheering section.
June has her following. That's for sure. Yeah.
That I saw. You'll love this. I saw this wonderful sign. It was covered in pink fringe and it said Mule Power on one side. And what did it say on the other? Something about. Go
something
June.
Long ears. There
something
was some
long ears.
Yeah.
There was a whole set of four people. Each one had a letter and they were holding up June.
Yep. She had her own fan club out there.
She had a fan club. How's it feel to ride a star?
I would just like to stay in the background and just let her have all the.
Let her shine, the baby. Let her shine.
I'm just the pilot.
All right. So you've done the VHRC like three times recently,
yes.
All on June, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this will be your first time in the breed bonanza, right?
Yeah, I saw it last year, and yeah. I thought, you know, okay, we'll give it a shot. You know, yeah. we show the open ranch horse show. She's mm-hmm. the only mule there, but she does extremely well. So I thought maybe she's got a chance up here, you know, to do well in that class. So
yeah.
We'll give it a go.
It's kind of like a beauty contest,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And June is definitely beautiful.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Sounds like she's got an edge here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I am excited to see her out there with the horses.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. And she'll probably be the only mule.
I think so. I think I've only seen three here this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Two in the competition, and then there was a pony mule trotting around.
Yeah. So, Adam, we talked a lot about your mule because that's really the only reason I wanted you here.
That's fine.
But let's talk about your, if you want to share your business, like what's your philosophy with horsemanship? Because you studied with somebody pretty famous, right?
Yeah. So, you know, like as a profession, I'm a horse trainer, which, you know, there's so many different venues and that. But I start a lot of colts, do some behavioral issues or problem solving. But I really enjoy the psychological side of horses and how they work and how they think and how us as people and trainers can live a better life knowing that.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of issues can be resolved fairly quickly if we just know how to communicate between the two. So a lot of, you know, body posture and, you know, all that kind of mixed in with just, you know, training in general. Just, you know, I enjoy that. And it, that's just what I really like about it.
Awesome.
And Adam, where can folks find you if they want to learn more about you or, dare I say, June?
Sure. So I am based in Grove City, Ohio, which is just about 30 minutes south of Columbus. But you can find me on Facebook, Adam Black or Adam Black Horsemanship. And from there, if you got any issues with your horse or want a young horse started, I'd be happy to help.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much and good luck in tomorrow's Reganessa.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Always love hearing from young riders and especially cool ones like Ava. I'm serious. I want her mom to adopt me so I can be as cool as Ava one day. But anyway, that was awesome. Pony Club is the best, even though I was not a pony clubber, but I recognize it. Kudos. So now let's dive into some of Ashley's fun one-on-ones, kicking off with the BLM and talking about the Freedom 250 Tour.
So I was walking around the Breed Pavilion this morning, and who did I run into? Hit'em host Mary Kitzmiller, who said, "Stop talking to me, go a booth down and talk to June." So good morning, June.
Good morning.
How's Equine Affair for you this weekend?
It's been a little bit of fun and a lot of challenge.
Oh.
The construction here has been a bit much, but we're persevering.
That's right. And yeah. Hey, you know, we could always look at the silver lining. It's a chance to work on our desensitization.
Exactly. With any Mustang that I've worked with and any wild burro I've worked with, the big important thing that you have to remember is staying flexible and adapting to the situation. So I'm trying really hard to put that hat on this
weekend. That's right. That's right. And you're here with a very handsome chestnut behind us. Tell me about your chestnut.
So My horse and my burro and myself have been given the honor of representing the Department of Interior, the Bureau of Land Management, the Wild Horse and Burro Program for America's 250th anniversary. So my horse, Freedom, and my burro, Liberty, are here with me. Freedom is an 8-year-old wild horse from the Salt Wells Herd Management Area in Rock Springs, Wyoming. And Liberty is a 17-year-old burro from Yuma, Arizona, the Cibola Trigo Herd Management Area.
That is very funny. While I live in New Mexico, I actually live right outside the Cibola National Forest.
Oh,
so very familiar.
Awesome.
Very familiar. Yeah. And a Mustang lover myself. I competed in a 2018 Extreme Mustang Makeover.
Yeah.
So also big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan of Mustangs and everything they can do.
Yep.
Tell me about where your journey's taking you on the Freedom and Liberty.
Yeah, so Freedom, Liberty, and I are traveling the United States for the Freedom 250. And we are bringing awareness to the Wild Horse and Burro program and also America's history. So we have gone to Tennessee for the Southern States Equine Affair. We went to Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, for the Horse World Expo. And now we're here in Columbus for the Equine Affair. Next up, we're going to Virginia for a smaller Equine Affair, a one-day event at Frying Pan Farm. And then after that, we're also going to be at the Frying Pan Farm for their Spring Farm Day. And we're also going to do a Mustang Fun Run, a 5K.
Oh, how fun!
At our BLM recreation area, Meadowood, May 3rd.
Very cool. So you're busy. You guys are on the road.
Yeah. And then we're going to travel to California, Idaho. Yeah, we're hitting the trail.
Oh my gosh,
and
how fun.
I'm not riding across America. I'm hauling them. A lot of people have asked me that question. I would love it, but it takes a little bit longer than I have in the schedule for.
You know, and it just kind of hurts my butt thinking about it.
Well, and that burro is a slow burro. He moves at his own pace.
And we have had cross-nation riders on the show, and that just seems like a little bit much to juggle in addition to a nation tour.
Right.
So tell me what you guys are showing. You're raising awareness. Are you showing the versatility of a Mustang and burro?
Definitely, definitely. I want to show people that you can do something with a burro. You know, they're not just a pasture pet. He packs. My daughter rode him for years when she was, she can still ride him because she's a small girl. But they're very versatile animals. You can use them for pasture protection for your livestock guardian type, or you can pack them, you can drive them, you can ride them. And of course, with the Mustang, anything a horse can do, a Mustang can be trained to do. You have to see what that Mustang is going to give you.
Yep.
And my Mustang, Freedom, and I are very well connected. Him and I sort. I can rope off of him. He's not real quick out of the box, but we definitely can drag a steer.
Hey.
and we can, you know, trail ride. I run around with three other women that we call ourselves the Wild Women, and we enjoy our time out on our Mustangs riding all over the place. So it's great to be out and sharing that with everybody. And I hope that everybody, even if you can't adopt a Mustang, there are ways to help out. There, you know, you can donate to Forever Branded. You can help with, there's a donation platform with the BLM now. You can come out and support it. Share the information with your friends that are horse lovers. Get more information out there so that more people know that these are the best animals that you can ever have.
And next, we're going to hear from one of our Equine Affair sponsors, Ride Joy.
Okay, you guys, you have to know that there was the most Ashley branded booth. I had to go. It was glittery, there was disco balls, and it was pink. It spoke to me. I had to go in and talk to these gals. There was a beautiful neon sign with Ride Joy, and I was like, what is it? So joining me now are co-founders Cindy and Whitney. Tell me a little bit about Ride Joy and how you guys came up with the idea.
So Ride Joy is a travel friendly app, and we thought about it because I had this idea. I personally don't own a horse, and I want to ride. I have lots of riding experiences, but there's not really a good place where you can just go and they will just let you ride their horse. And so I ran the idea by Cindy, and she's like, well, what if we adjust it? And so we have the horse riding experiences, but then we also add in a layer of people who are traveling with their horse to be able to find places to ride.
Yeah, so between the two of us, we came up with this idea, and we did a little research on it, and we saw that there's a big need for it, and so we dove in with head first, and are currently getting the app up and running and ready to go soon.
So that's so exciting. So I can, when the app's ready, I can go in and I can find not only horses to ride, but also if I'm camping with my horse, for example, I can find places to camp. Is there trails?
Absolutely. So some of the places that you can choose have trails at that destination. In other places, we're going to have the state parks and the federal parks on there, so you know that you can also go there and see some fabulous trails. We give you all that information, and also like when you're staying at like a hotel overnight with your horse, that's available as well.
So as a user, could let's say I run a horse hotel in Colorado, would I sign up to offer that on your platform?
Yes, exactly. So you would just connect with us, and we do personal one-on-one onboarding. And so that way, you know, it's not too overwhelming of a process. Either me or Cindy will walk you through the steps and what makes a good listing, and then we'll publish your listing to all of our users.
That's fantastic. And I love that there's also a layer of vetting in that, right? So that we know we're getting quality places for people to stay.
Not only quality places, but places you can trust and people you can trust.
That's right. Because a lot of us are women, let's be honest, right?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, you guys have thought of everything.
We're trying to.
And what is the anticipated launch date?
We're hoping for about a month from now.
Okay.
The programmers are very quickly programming things, and we had a meeting with them till 3 a.m. last night.
So oh my gosh.
It's going very quickly now, so yeah.
And is this app going to be free? Is there a trial period? What's that look like?
So it'll be free to download and use, but like we mentioned before, the only thing is all of our travelers will have to be identity verified, as well as our hosts will be identity verified.
That's great. So it's safe for everyone.
Exactly.
On both sides.
Yes.
Oh gosh, I love that. And I love a female-owned started business. Does it get any better? And horses?
Exactly.
Come on. So where can people find you?
So they can go to our Facebook or our website, ridejoy.com.
And before our next guest, we're going to hear from auditor Amanda, who has amazing eye makeup, and she drove in all the way from Connecticut.
Joining me now is one of our fantastic auditors who drove very, very far to come to Equine Affair, Ohio. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Hi, Ashley. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We had so much fun at our auditor listener dinner. So much fun, we forgot to take a picture.
I know. I didn't think about that after we left. I was like,
I know. I'm the worst. Glenn's like, don't forget to take a pic. And of course, I didn't have my phone out at dinner.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, well. But it's okay. We'll remember it in our hearts.
100%.
So you're from Connecticut.
Yes.
And you've been to Equine Affair, Massachusetts many times.
Yes, a few times now.
And this is your first Equine Affair, Ohio.
It is.
Tell me the differences. Lay it on me.
I feel like it's all about the lifestyle. You know, like this one is a lot more Western centric. And so it's very much more that like relaxed, laid back Western lifestyle. And the one in Mass is a lot more intense, I guess it would be a good word for it. It's also, you know, Massachusetts in November, so it's cold and everybody's in a hurry to
everybody's
not be
a little
outside.
Cranky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, it's definitely a whole different vibe in the best way.
What have been some of your favorite things you've seen so far at Equine Affair Ohio?
In Ohio, so I did just do the stability check with Solange, and that was absolutely amazing. I also got to meet Mary, which was the best. She's so amazing. And then I just loved like the breed pavilion and being able to tool around and see all the horse demos. It's been really, really fun.
Have you bought anything super cool yet?
I mean, I've picked up a couple different like ball calves, but I'm kind of waiting towards the end of today before I make any real big purchases. But there are definitely some things on my radar.
I know, me too. I have to go shopping for my Levi, which brings me into a story we have to share. Amanda and I were chatting at dinner the other night, and not only is her spouse a service member, whose name is Zach, her firstborn son is also named Levi, you guys.
Right? Like, what are the odds?
I was like, wow, Amanda, you have such great taste.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that so? We couldn't believe it. So our Levi's are going to both grow up to be cowboys and take over the world, obviously.
They absolutely will.
Obviously. They're going to start like L&L Ranch. I don't know. We have to workshop the names.
Perfect.
But
absolutely.
Yeah, we have the future planned out. It's going to be great. And then, Amanda, before we go off and have more fun today, tell our listeners why you love being an auditor.
Oh, so I originally signed up to be an auditor because I wanted to hear all of the things that Jamie and Glenn talked about behind the scenes. That was my original, you know, foray into it. But I also just love the community and the, you know, the Facebook page and then the spinoff Facebook pages. It's
been, there's so many.
Oh, my God. It's so amazing, though. You know, you get to know all of these people and they become like family, essentially. We can ask a question and like no fear of judgment because somebody's going to know the answer or they've asked that question as well. So
100%.
It's been amazing.
Oh, I love to hear that. And I couldn't agree more. I think the community is my favorite part. You can ask anything and nobody makes you feel bad.
No, absolutely not.
And on the internet, we can't hardly find any place that's positive. So we have our little slice of horse heaven carved out.
It absolutely is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much for the time today. Absolutely. I can't wait to hang out. Let's go buy stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You can learn more about Equine Affair at our website, equineaffair.com, or our Facebook page at Equine Affair, or our Instagram at Equine Affair, or you can watch our videos on our YouTube channel.
You can always follow Horses in the Morning on Facebook. Just search for Horses in the Morning on your favorite player and be sure to check out all of our other shows at horseradionetwork.com.
We'll see you at Equine Affair.